This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're now back to our regularly scheduled Shir on Friday on Biur Tefillah. Eilu Dvarim Sha'adam Eichel Peroseim Ba'olam Hazeh V'Hakeren Kayem Asoy La'olam Haba V'Iyon Tefillah. The Shirim are dedicated by my dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, in Le'iloi Nishmas, his brother, Svi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Neshama Shavan Aliyah, B'Yomel Siyosher, for his whole family, Arbi Yaskoel Tzedek. We're continuing in the Berchas Kriya Shema. Yoyd Ser Or Uvarei Choyshech Oysa Shalom Uvarei Esakoel. We say the words, Hameir la'aretz v'ladorim aleha berachamim. He gives light to the earth and all of its inhabitants with mercy. Let's focus on the word with mercy. How is it with mercy? Why? What does it mean that God gives light with mercy? The answer is that when a landlord repairs a roof or a door for the tenant's benefit, he may fix the roof or repair the door, but he may do it without mercy because he's banging on the door to fix it, or he's banging on the roof, and the fact is that at the time he's banging on the roof, it's making a racket and it's inconvenient and it's disturbing and the tenant can't get rest, but look, he has no choice. But not only does Hashem give us light, He does it with mercy. Hashem doesn't just say, okay, in middle of the night, okay, you need the sun, otherwise nothing will grow, otherwise you won't have any energy in the world. Okay, sun, come out. The sun doesn't just come out suddenly. If the sun would come out suddenly, well, we would be walking in the black, in the dark. All of a sudden the sun would come out, we'd have to close our eyes for a good 90 seconds for our eyes to adjust to the light. It would be very uncomfortable, but it would still be a great bracha for the sun to come out. But not only does Hashem bring the sun out, He does so with mercy. The sun does not rise in the middle of the darkness. The movement of the earth causes a gradual change, explains Harav Avigdor Miller, from darkness to light, to prevent injury to the eyes, and for other merciful consideration. Water does not pour from the clouds. Okay, let's say there's drought. So does Hashem send down the water like Niagara Falls? Yeah, the guys need water, so let's send down the water from heaven. If the water would come down in big quantities at one time, in big masses, it would cause damage. It would cause injury. Now Hashem sends down the water in little droplets. It even feels good when it hits you on the face. So not only does Hashem give bracha, He does it with rachamim. When the sun comes out, it comes out gradually. When the water falls, it falls slowly. When Hashem brings the snow, little crumbs fall at a time. When we say Hashem is tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav, Hashem is righteous in all of His ways. His general ways and His purposes are all conducted with kindliness and righteousness. All the benefits that God brings upon us are with righteousness. Now, we say a very interesting thing in the davening. Hameir la'aretz la'adam ala barachmim. We say Elokei Olam, barachamecha harabim rachem aleinu. And that's something we have to focus on. God of the world, in Your abundant mercy, have mercy on us. And then we say Adoinu Zeinu, Master of our strength, Tsur Misgabenu, Rock of our fortress, Magen Yishenu, Shield of our salvation, Misgav Ba'adenu, be a protection for us. What are these four expressions? Adoinu Zeinu, Tsur Misgabenu, Magen Yishenu, Misgav Ba'adenu. What are these four expressions? The Sefer Avnei Eliyahu of Rabbi Avram Ben Hagra, it's printed in the Siddur Hagra. he says there are four different eras in man's lifetime. Man's life consists of four periods of time. There's a time of youth, Yemei Naros. There's Bachros. There's Shachros. And Yemei Zikna. What is Naros? Until 10 years old. You're strong. But you're Az. But you don't have Gevura yet. From 10 until 20, that's when you're really powerful. And that's when you need the Takif to be a protection for you. From 20 to 50, you get married, you have children. You need salvation, parnasa, to support yourself and your household. From 50 till 70, that's when a person begins to decline. Like Chazal say, at 90 years old, we become bent over and shuffle, and we need miskav. And we ask Hashem to have rachamim on us during these four times in life. Adoinu Zeinu, master of our ois, that's when we're young. Hashem ois lama yitain. You're the master, because even when we're strong, when we're young, you're the one who's giving it to us. Tzur miskabenu. Even when we have gevura, you're the rock of our miskav. You're magen yishenu. When we need a yeshua, when we're between 20 and 50, we need to support our family. And miskav ba'adenu is when we're weakening and declining, you're the miskav of our bodies. So Rav Schwab uses this idea of Rabbi Avraham ben Agra to explain these four expressions. Adoinu Zeinu, Tzur Miskabenu, Magen Yeshenu, Miskav Ba'adenu. Rav Schwab says that first we say HaMeshubach VaHaMefoyar VaHaMesnase Mimoy Soilam. Four expressions. Meshubach, Mefoyar, Mesnase, Mimoy Soilam. Says Rav Schwab, these four expressions correspond to the four Olamos. Atzilus, Beria, Yitzira, Asiya. By the way, in general, we say Berchas HaShachar is connected to Asiya. Karbonos, Psukei Dezimra is connected to Yitzira. Berchas Kriya Shema, Beria, Shemana Esrei, Atzilus. And we say Hashem is Levadai. God was alone. That from well back, before the world was created, he was alone. B'tchilas Habriya, he was alone. And then he was Meshubach, when he lowered himself to the world of Bria. And Mefayar, when he went to Yitzira. V'hamisnase, when he came to the world of Asiya. Mimoy Soilam. That's what he did from the time of creation. And then we say, we praise God for His interaction with us at every interval of our life. We say, Aleikei Olam, Berachamecha Harabim, Rachem Aleinu. In your abundant mercy, have mercy on us. And I'm going to share with you the beautiful interpretation of Harav Avigdor Miller. But now Reb Schwab says that when the new day comes, we know the night is the time of Midas Hadin and the day is the time of Midas Harachamim. So during the day, we have to mention Midas Yoim. Midas Yoim is Rachamim. So Schwab quotes the four Zmanim that from Rabbi Avram ben Agra. The Yaldus, Bachrus, Shachrus, Zikna. When we're young, the Tinoik is weak. He's poor, without any strength. He has no resources. He can't eat. He can't dress himself. He can't clean himself. He doesn't have immunity. And Hashem at that period of time is Adoinu Zeinu. He gives him ois. He gives him satsumois to stand up against all the difficulties and all the challenges. When a person grows up a little bit, So during that time, Hashem is Adoinu Zeinu. When a person grows up a little bit, and a person is a young man, and his abilities are developed, Hashem is Tzur Miskabenu. Hashem is the rock on which we are built and our strength is built. And then we get married, we have children, and we need Yeshua, as we mentioned, with our families. That could really disrupt a person's life. Hashem is Mogen Yeshenu. And when the zikna happens and we decline, then we need Hashem to Al tashlichenu le'ez zikna. Hashem is miska ba'adenu. By the way, Reb Schwab says, the proof that we have these four zmanim in the life of a person, we learn from the parasha of Erechin in Bechukaisai, that a katan is from 30 days until 5 years, that's Yaldus. And then from 5 until 20 is the time of development. And then from 20 until 60 is when a person's is begvura, and from 60 and above is yimei zikna. Now it's interesting, says Reb Schwab, that's why on Shabbos we develop the idea of Hashem's mercy to us during the four zmanim of life. We develop it further. On Shabbos we add, we say, Ein ke'erkecha. Why Ein ke'erkecha? Right, Ein ke'erkecha, v'ein... We have again four expressions, but it begins that we're basically saying, God, your Erech is different than our Erech. But our Erech, our value is dependent on the four zmanim of a person. But Erechin is only by man. But there's no erechin by you, God. God, you're always begevurasai. So we say, Ein ke'erkecha. From erechin we learn that there are four zmanim of life. But that's only saying that applies to us. But erechin doesn't apply to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. So we learn from erechin, that we are so weak compared to the Almighty. Ein. That's why Reb Schwab says, the Torah says, V'hoya erkecha, your erech. That's only the thing that applies to man, it doesn't apply to God. And Rev Miller has a beautiful interpretation of the words, Barachamecha harabim, rachim oleinu. Elekei oilam barachamecha harabim, rachim oleinu. You know what we're asking God to do when we're asking Him to have mercy on us? We say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we beg you, according to this great measure of your mercy, we entreat you to grant us that we be able to avail ourselves of the benefits of your creation. And the chief benefit is that we be enabled to recognize you by means of your creation. Because this is the chief purpose of creation. It is therefore the greatest mercy that you help us gain fear of you by means of recognizing your handiwork and that you give us life and health for this purpose. In other words, Rabbi Isai, we're asking Hashem, have mercy on us. How? That we should be perceptive and cognizant of the miraculous benefits that Hashem gives to us. Hashem makes the sun rise every day, but we're callous to it. We ignore it. We don't take it to heart. It makes no roishem on us. So therefore, says Rav Miller, because this is the chief purpose of creation, it is therefore the greatest mercy that you help us to gain fear of you by means of recognizing your handiwork and that you give us life and health for this purpose. So these are some ideas. We say four expressions. Adoinu zeinu, tzur miskabenu, magen yishenu, miskav ba'adenu, connected the four states in life, which Reb Schwab says are reflected in the four times of Erechin. And that's why we say on Shabbos, Ein ke'erkecha, God, our erechin is not like yours. You're a constant, you're chay, tzur chayenu. You're our rock. There's no hishtanus in your reality. Okay, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, bracha v'atzlacha. Shabbos shalom u'mevayrach. Yimalei Hashem kol mishalos libchem l'toiva. May you have a beautiful Shabbos of menucha. May the Ribbono Shel favor your menucha. And we shall be zoicha to all the great brachos of Shabbos Kodesh. See you Be'ez Hashem after Shabbos. Kol tov. Bye-bye. Baruch Tia. Good Shabbos. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.